So now we're looking at the view of the Madhyamaka Shenton system, and we have looked first of all at the root verse, and now we will look at the different divisions of emptiness, which are divided into 14 different kinds. And these 14 different kinds are listed in the following way. There is the emptiness of what is inner, 2, the emptiness of what is outer, 3, the emptiness of what is inner and outer, 4, the emptiness of what is great, 5, the emptiness of emptiness, 6, the emptiness of what is ultimate, 7, the emptiness of the conditioned, 8, the emptiness of the unconditioned, 9, the emptiness of what transcends extremes, 10, the emptiness of what has no beginning or end, 11, the emptiness of what is not to be cast off, 12, the emptiness of true nature, 13, the emptiness of self-characteristics or defining attributes, and 14, the emptiness of the qualities.
Sava zadang te lundi devandi kapso te nordo. Sava zadang se, sava po tang te lus. De takitang kapso nordo.
The
za
tikandi.
Sava zadang. Sava zadang te lundi. Untanaji. De nordo.
Sava zadang.
Sava zadang.
Sava
Sava Sava Sava Sava po nangi chenchi to, zava si chenchi to, te lu, sanang ni ke tong ke te lu re. Sava za tang te lu, oya. Ne di ye tong bani. Chenpo tongpa nye tang Tenyang kangki chetan tong, tongpa nye tang Tenyang kangki chetan tong Tese tenyang tongpa nye Tenang te jongye waywa Te jisu te tsikye te jongye
Deshir kandasi, kangsi kandasi kogoyo
Savapo nangi chinchi tang nangi chinchi tongbani nang tongbani zava se chinchi chok tongbani se tongbani teni ji ye wantin kopa lu tongbani sanangi ke tongbani ne ji ye te chenpo tongbani Chenpo tongpa ni Tenyang kangki chetan tong Tonyi yepo te kangki chetan tong Tonyi ngon sum tu topu yehi re Kanser tenyang tongpa ni Tonyi topu yehi te Tonyi danda Nga patan trukku tunga jibe chunga
Redo ka?
Ya, tai chua
Tene kangsir kandusi kubu kuri Kangsir teyang tongba ni Junsun dey isi na?
Ba
Di Lungdi wichun jiba la Kangsir Deyang tongba ni Gangsi di kandusi kumundu
Gangsi se na Kangi ser teyang tongpa nyi, kanser teyang tongpa nyi jipan di ne tongpa nyi malu pan dor tenpa nyi. Tongyi jidom sirve. Teda ke tongyi chuchin karre, nangi chinchi tongpa nyi, nang tongpa nyi. Sava po nangi chinchi tongpa nyi te, nangi chinchi te, si chinchi tok, sava po an long chupa po yinpe na, Sava po sikiri. Sava po nangi chinchi. Sava si chinchi. Si chinchi chokte nangi chinchi chokke longjoya pene moke kala sana saya kala te saya re ten nangi teni si chinchi chokte setongpa ni chito. Si chinchi. Teni ke ne kokpa tang. Tōnyi nī kā yāṁ nēn rāvā tē kōkpā sēcē, wāṁ tīng kōkpā rē. Wāṁ pō tāma ngā tēn pē yā tē lā, tē nē lū tē, tōnyi lū tē rē. Tē nī kā nē wāṁ tīng kōkpā, te tomba ni te sana ni ka tomba ni tedak tin nu jin jik tin te tedak tin teda tam je jik tin te nu jin jik tin re nu jin jik tin ne chepo tomba ni ji to ji tedak tin nu jin jik tin nu jin jik tin te chepo yin be sen na nu jin jik tin tomba ni te chepo tomba ni ji to ji ji togi chuji, togi no jinjik tinte no jinjik tinte chenpo tongpa nyeji togi chuji yinte yepo ndene, tonye yepo nde kari goni yawari chuji yinte, tonye yepo de chuji yinte kunzobji denpa wu kunzobji denpa chuji yepo de kunzobji denpa re kunzobji tongzo re tangpo tepa de jo
naso So then, to look at these 14 in groups, then the text first discusses the first six, which are the first six bases of emptiness. And there is a quote from the Madhyamaka Avatara, the Madhyamaka Vibhanga, distinguishing the middle from extremes by Maitreya. And it's rather cryptic, and it's explained later in the text, but the quote says, one who enjoys, and that which is enjoyed, and the body of the enjoyer, the place, these four kinds of emptiness, and further, there is that which sees the emptiness of emptiness. And the reason for why they are empty. So then, the text goes on to discuss this. The Rinpoche gave commentary in the quote, and maybe I'll do that first. So, the consumer, or the one who's involved with the exterior objects, that then refers to the first kind of emptiness, which is the emptiness in relation to the inner ayatanas, the six inner ayatanas, which are the six sense faculties. The second part, that which is consumed, or that which is related to through the sense faculties, then are the six objects of the sense faculties, the eye, the object forms, or form, sound, smell, taste, touch, and of phenomena. And the Tibetan literally says an eater and that which is eaten for these first two. And then the quote refers to the body, which is the basis of for these two first kinds of emptiness, the relating to the inner and the outer ayatanas. And that refers to the more physical sense faculties, not to the very clear ones that are much more subtle. Then the emptiness of the place then refers later to the fourth kind of emptiness, which is the emptiness of what is great. And as we saw before in the Rangtung school, it relates to the directions. And then the fourth one, the basis for the fourth kind of emptiness, which is the emptiness of emptiness, is the primordial wisdom which realizes emptiness, that which sees things as they are. And the sixth one then is refers to the emptiness of what is ultimate.
What is what?
Ultimate.
Argument.
Ultimate.
Ultimate.
U L T I M E T. Ultimate. So then, to go to the text, to the explanation it gives of these different kinds. It says that this quote then shows, in brief, all the emptinesses without exception. And if one looks then at what it is, the phenomena that is the basis for emptiness, then the first kind of emptiness refers to the inner ayatanas. The second refers to the outer ayatanas. The third refers to the, literally the place, or one could say the basis or foundation of these two, which is the physical body. And the fourth then is the world, which is a vessel, the vessel of the world, or the environment of the world, which is a support for these first three. Can you hear me in the back? No? It's difficult. Okay. So the fourth one then is the world or of the environment or the vessel, which functions as a support for the first three reality or relative truth.
Da toni ye kunzub kunzub ye chuchin kunzub ye tonzur khe song toni ye po teni ngonsum to topi ye hi te toni ye po teni kunzub chetar tungbe toni ye po teni ngonsum to topi ye hi te toni nga pa tang trukbe tongi chuchin de
So the next two kinds of emptiness, the fourth and the fifth, then refer to primordial wisdom, which knows directly or actually the emptiness of the first four kinds of emptiness that pertain to the relative truth. So in order to counteract grasping on to the emptiness of emptiness, the emptiness of emptiness is taught, and in order to counteract grasping on to ultimate reality, then its emptiness is also taught.
This is the Tungpa Wo Pena Tungi Churuk Yepa Kapsa Rantong Kapsa Tungpa ni, ta rangin tungpa ni, ni po te tungi la tungpa wo sanpa zinpa kakpa che do tungpa ni sungpa re tungi la tungi je rangin di khenpa kakpa che do rangin tungpa ni sungpa re take in the capsule, then a tony one some to topi hit la tony was a zimba cabuchedo, zimba yure, teletrovich, the tumba ni tumba ni somebody. Tony was some to topi hit, twentan demba in o, twentan demba tato go sampe, zimba chigre, take a buchedo, twentan tumba ni somebody. Goodbye.
Launa. So, if you remember when we were discussing the 16 different kinds of emptiness in the Rongtong school, there was an explanation of the emptiness of emptiness and the emptiness of the true nature. And the emptiness of emptiness in the Rongtong school is explained in order to eliminate the thought, oh, it's empty. So that kind of concept, now that you know, I've understood it's empty, or I've got it, it's empty. So to eliminate that kind of clinging, the emptiness of emptiness is explained. And then the emptiness of the true nature is to eliminate clinging on to the thought, this is the true nature of emptiness. I've got it, this is the true nature of emptiness. So in order to get rid of that kind of conceptual fabrication, the emptiness of the true nature is taught. So similarly, here, in discussing the 14 emptinesses of the Shentong school, in relationship to this primordial wisdom that realizes emptiness, one might think, oh, I know this primordial wisdom is empty. So the emptiness of that is taught. And then one might think that this primordial wisdom realizing emptiness is the ultimate reality or the ultimate truth. And so in order to eliminate that kind of conceptual clinging, the emptiness of the ultimate truth is taught.
Tongue,
no. So these first six kinds of emptiness in the Shentong school, the emptiness of what is inner, of what is outer, of what is inner and outer, of the great, of emptiness, and of the ultimate. These six, then, are presented through dividing them into the two truths, the first four belonging to apparent truth or apparent reality, and the last two, the fifth and the sixth, belong to the ultimate reality.
Deyang nangi chinji, megi chinji, navi chinji, nai chinji, chi chinji, liji chinji, yiji chinji, trokde, seru yorji chinji la, longjo pa po yin, sawa po yin, sambe, nangi chinji la denbar chenbe, namdo chenbu chi yore, de dogbu che do, dene nang tongba ni songba.
So the first kind of emptiness, which is the emptiness of the inner ayatanas, the sense faculties, the six sense faculties of the eye, ear, nose, tongue, body, and mind, these then are taught to be empty because one has a great clinging to them, to this what it is that experiences exterior objects. So in order to cut through this clinging to these inner ayatanas as truly existent, then this first kind of emptiness is taught. Or one could look at them in the thinking that these six inner ayatanas are like a dream. Through the reasoning of one being beyond one and many, One comes to understand that they are empty of an essence. The second kind of emptiness in relation to the six outer kinds of ayatanas, which refer to the six objects of the sense faculties, form, sound, smell, taste, touch, and phenomena, that which is experienced, or that with which one becomes involved, these are explained in order to cut through clinging to these outer objects as truly existent, or clinging to their to them as being existent through being attached to their different characteristics, or clinging to them as actually something actually there. So that one can come to see that these are merely the delusions of conceptualizing mind, this second kind of emptiness is taught. And again, as with the first kind, if one places it in the context of the dream, all of these six exterior ayatanas, because they are beyond being one or many, one can see that they are empty of having itself essence.
Tene nangi chenji trok, sawapu nangi chenji trok, zawa se chenji trok lan jokte longche bi yendawo te lula ra legui re. Nacho lute tene wanting kokpa re. Meke wangbu, anawe wangbu tenbi yendawo re. Tenbi ye, ye ye, wangbu nga tenbi ye, ye, amtawa lute, lute la yang denbar khenba ye re. You tell a damber him but do but here though, then it's an unicatumbany somebody.
The third kind of emptiness, which is the emptiness of the outer and the inner, referring to the outer and the inner of ayatanas, points to the body itself, which is the basis for that someone that experiences objects and the objects that are experienced. The body is also known as the physical basis for the sense faculties, for all six of them, the foundation or the root for them. And since we have a great attachment to our bodies, then this kind of emptiness is taught in order to cut through that kind of attachment.
Lute sana nyega in bejumsin kare sana, Natsu lunde, Simjin ying and make it in Tongando, Serge Yord and Rogando Tisena, Simjin ying and Natsu lunde Tongo Sena Yore, Sere. Young Simjin rang a luim besena nangre, then sana nyegare. Tisena sana nyega. Natsu lunde Kensabu. Say, Yare, Nare.
So if you would ask, well, why is the body considered both inner and outer? Well, there's another way of looking at it. Our body, when others look at it, it becomes an exterior object from the point of view of the person that's looking at it. It's an outer object for them. But when we look at it, when we consider our body, of course, it's an inner object. It's something inner to us.
Simji ying and tongue dog samba dong as in a young tongue potty mune simji mare, simji and mune tongue hammer. Natsu simji and tongue dog samba dog. Then a rankalu in Bachani, Nangri, Mulanjulu, the ying to tongue dog samba chani, ying yor to Jerbachani, say in Bandao year. In a young tongue potter so mune simji mare.
In the context of a dream, we think that others are seeing our body, so we think it's an object, an exterior object for others, whereas actually it's not that. There's no one in our dreams on the outside looking at our body, but we think there is. And the inner body then is our own body.
Dene no jin jik ten tong ba te chen po tong ba ni ji tong gi chi jin re no jin jik ten la nga so pe no jin jik ten de sem jin tam je ne bi yen ra wo ha chang ja chen po re do ja chen po yin bi sen na no jin jik ten ja chen po la chen ba ye re den ba chen ba ye re no jin jik ten ja chen po ji su ru zun do sa ne nga so chen ba chen po ye re chen ba ye na yang No jinjikin jachin bully came by the Munes and a ranger, Nam don't trouble. Malam do no jinjikin jachin bujin dog summon. Trugu yurina, no jinjikin serer do your mother trouble. Taking the no jinjikin jachin bulla, came but Nam do the young trouble. Then trouble te dobecheto, come no your no jinjikin, chimbo the damban madroba machino, came by the do togumado, te dobecheto, then the chimbo tombanis. No jinjik tin chembonde chek da tamer rang yin dang travel se na ngo tong ban yer pe na mala je no jinjik tin ta re te ko la mo so son
na una
da cheran ko la mo jo na cheran ka le ka mo so
so then we come to the fourth kind of emptiness, which is the great emptiness, which refers to the inner, the outer world. And that then, in this case, is the phenomena or the basis of emptiness, that which is seen as empty. And this then, this exterior world, is the basis, is the place where all sentient beings reside. And it is vast. And therefore, we have a clinging to it, and we think it's something outside. But of course, this clinging to it as something that is extensive and exterior is merely something that is fabricated by our own conceptualizing mind. It actually doesn't exist outside. So, in order to cut through this concept that clings to whatever is seen as the world outside, whatever is focused on is taken as a reference point for the world outside. In order to cut through clinging to that, then, this fourth kind of emptiness is explained. Again, one can see that because this exterior world is beyond being one or many, it is empty of an essence and resembles a dream-like phenomenon.
The Tony Yepo de Chuchin Gonzov Jete To Gonzov Jeva, Jeva Yen and Taya by Yona Yang, Dor Dona Yepo de Kongs and Dogo Yavarendo. This and a Gonzov Jeva year duty, then it don't say yes somebody.
These four kinds of emptiness, which function as the subject or the phenomena which are seen to be empty, belong to apparent reality. If one were to look at all the phenomena of apparent reality, they would be limitless. There's an endless number of this kind of phenomena. But in order to discuss them and to deal with them, they've been condensed into these four different types.
Sero yorji tongni rabu yaga mare, tuandang denpan tartok te, tongni ngon somto topo yehi li yaga yore. Yehi te tongba wo sanpe tong zin tang, yehi te tong tangpe denpa wo sanpe zinpa ni yore. Ten zinpa ni te topo che do, tongni topo yehi te tongba wo sanpe tong zin topo che do, tongba ni song. Tony Toby hit the Tundan Denba or Samba, Tundan Denba came, but Toby Cheto, Tundan Baton when you saw it. That's a police.
And the last, the fifth and the sixth kinds of emptiness, within the Shentong school, relate to what is considered ultimate, and that is the primordial wisdom that realizes ultimate truth or realizes emptiness. And the fifth kind then is to see as empty the thought, oh, primordial wisdom is empty. It's to clear away that misprision, that misunderstanding of that grasps onto the emptiness of the primordial wisdom. And that is why the emptiness of emptiness is explained. Then the sixth kind, which is thinking, oh, this primordial wisdom is the ultimate reality. In order to cut through that kind of clinging, then, the sixth kind of emptiness, which is the emptiness of the ultimate, is explained.
This is an answer. Tony Topi Yehite, Tripe Tombare, Teme Tombare, Samni Yang, Ten Zembare, Namtore. Tony Topi Yehite, Tundan, Tembare, Yahiri, Zangiri, Samni, Ten Zembare.
So, in considering primordial wisdom, then one might think, oh, the emptiness is free of any kind of delusion or confusion, or one might think emptiness is free of stains. And again, those are just concepts. They're something that need to be cut through, and therefore the fifth kind of emptiness, the emptiness of emptiness, is explained. And if one thinks, oh, this is absolutely the greatest, it's the best, it's the ultimate, then in order to cut through that kind of thing, the sixth kind of emptiness is explained.
Tony sama jeje tongi chuchin tekar, gupa goni yapa. Gupa goni yapa re mato, deni goni yapa mare. De gupa goni yapa. Gupa cheper chinyapa.
So then that takes care of the first six kinds of emptiness, and then there are eight that are left. And these eight are explained. These eight, which function as the phenomena which are the basis of emptiness, these eight then are explained through their purpose or their necessity.
That's it.
So that's an explanation then of the first six kinds of emptiness. And we should reflect on these and come to a conviction, come to a certainty about what they are. If one's not sure of how they work and what they are, then it doesn't help to continue explaining the rest of them. So today we'll stop with these first six.
Tangaso namjor te wanso malare pende dong gorchani takin dengire tangbu yete
chokdani.
So
we'll chant. So
ka thogu mare ka go mudo nando gongo gongo bartembare.
So these verses show that one cannot block concepts, but one has to realize their true nature. So you should examine to see if Milarepa's view is right. Can you block concepts? Look and see if you can put concepts into a box.
tene doyon yang doyon pang thogo mare yurnang pang thogo mare tele khemba mepa khemba randur to khemba randur to gure songpa na gure.
So the objects of the senses, whatever appears as an object for these senses, that also cannot be given up. What one needs to discover is the self-liberation of this clinging, how this clinging becomes liberated in and of itself. So you can't keep eyes from seeing form, and likewise you can't keep an ear from hearing sound. So that being the situation, then what one needs to do is to become free of clinging to these objects.
Yomo Kangaravala Sumbe, any Takun Junde Jizir Sumbi, Zir the Karcham.
So then we'll chant the next song on page 7, which is about which was sung by Milarepa at Yomo and deals with at the Tiger Cave Lion Fortress in Yomo. And it deals with the three views, the three nails in relation to view, meditation, conduct, and result. It's a nice melody.
Then David says some jacobs of. Konde gadrup mepa tenpan te yapa sangun tangma do. Konde gadrup yapa te milan le pe jana gadrup milan ngom maishi pa kaapso gadrup yore ngenpa ka zangpa dukure. Milan ngom shi pa kaap, ngom shi te mayin na gadrup yoma te nang yi neluk la, neluk ngoma gadrup len deba re. Korwan ngobu mato pe pa kaya yomare nyande semje nelo imbese na sard duya yomare gadub le deba te yabo te karchimbure yabo samu
mushe kore kowe di
korwan ngobu mato
ngobu la mato
ngobu la mato ngobu mato
sente mato
nyande semje nelo te rang yin nyande re te sene yinda ne duya yomare Then Conte guard of Lende, a pet, Malangoki Pandora. Malango Machina, guard of Yore, Caragari, Dukia Gagri, Zambo Dubi. Mochina, guard of Yore.
Yo Maria.
Take a little.
So these verses of the three nails show then how samsara is not to be blocked. And samsara is not something to be accomplished. Nirvana, sorry.
Nirvana.
If you're a bodhisattva, you accomplish samsara. No? So if one thinks then samsara is something that needs to be tossed off and nirvana is something that one needs to take in, then that is similar to not recognizing that one is dreaming. In that state, one wants to accomplish or have what is good, and one wants to throw off or get rid of what is negative or bad. But if you recognize that you are dreaming, then one will see that samsara is not something that needs to be avoided or thrown away, and that nirvana is not something that needs to be taken up. And why is that? That is because from that base samsara basically does not exist through having some kind of an essence. So because of that, samsara doesn't exist. So there's no need to throw it away because it really basically doesn't exist. And nirvana is the true nature of one's mind. It is the mode of being of one's own mind. So you don't have to go looking for it somewhere else. You don't have to go and try and set it up in another place. It's right there within you. When the equality of nirvana and samsara, for example, are being explained, there is a difference in the way they're explained in the middle turning and the final turning of the wheel. In the way, and this explanation that was just given pertains to the third turning or the final turning of the wheel. So now, within this life, we are involved in trying to push away certain things or get rid of certain things and pull in or take up other things. And all of these ideas then are merely concepts. They're the delusion of concepts, the thought that we have to have this or get rid of that. As long as these delusive concepts exist, then one will be involved in taking up and getting rid of. But once one is liberated or freed of these concepts, then one will no longer engage in these two activities. So as long as we have this deluded mind, or we are engaged in deluded concepts, then we will go around with 2 feet on the earth, and we will have a head that is waving around in the sky, and there is no way that one will not be sort of contained within this. However, if one liberates oneself of these delusive concepts, then that will no longer be necessary. So if one doesn't recognize that one's dreaming, then one there's no way that one cannot have these 2 feet that take the earth as a support for them, or a head that needs the sky to move around in. And Or if one doesn't recognize it when dreaming, one also has a head that gets hit upon or bumps into walls and so forth. So, however, actually, this this earth on which one is placing one's feet, it doesn't truly exist. And if one recognizes that one's dreaming, one will come to this understanding, and one will also understand then that the feet don't truly exist, the head doesn't truly exist, that that there is nothing that obstructs the movement of the head, such as a wall or a stone.
Dina trupa semla ten bakap dang, trupa semla ten de lega se bakap dang, nampar mato bhi hi la ten de lega se bakap so so yore, te ni eva te ha koko yore.
So there's a difference between when one performs some kind of activity or is involved in some kind of activity and one has this deluded mind, or one performs this activity based on a deluded mind, and if one performs some kind of activity or some kind of engages in some kind of work that is based on or if one does this work based on the primordial wisdom that is non-conceptual. So now we've come to the next song, which is the Song of Mahamudra, page 10 in Tibetan and 11 in English. I rest without struggle in actual real being.
Alright. That they do hinge, not so true, Nyamni said, Chupa Kahela, then in Nanga Deva Togundo, Kahela Nanga Donga Togundo, Kahela Tepa Chigundo, Kahela Loka Teton Chigido, Kahegi Nungi Gogido, Kahe Kondo Chigundo, Jimson Karre.
The next song, which is Happiness and Misery Drawing a Line, explains why there are different results for people who are practicing Dharma. Some who practice find happiness, others find misery. Some find the correct view, some find the wrong view. Some generate compassion. And some give rise to anger. We should listen carefully and follow the speed at which Rinpoche is chanting. And also chant in a loud voice. From the beginning again.
Good morning. Tetar dene chepa kahi la deva yongwa kahi la donga yongwa te namto ganjin chor to chiki namto ganjin chor la de sara le ba.
So for a practitioner, whether suffering or happiness arises depends a little bit on what kind of concepts they have.
Tenye la parta le chimbo yo mare mla ngo hipa dang ma hipa la parta yo mare tenra.
Between these two, there is the difference that the great difference that either one has recognized that one is dreaming or that one is not dreaming. It's either one thing or the other.
Longjor je de ta van thar thok ba song ba re.
So then the next song is the page 23, the eight kinds of misery.
Mastery.
Mastery. Depending on what your concept is. So the computer has left out two lines here, which come after the fifth line, which should be Chöpa Longdu Jorpa Yin. That sort of finishes off the third couplet. And then the beginning of the fourth couplet is also left out. Dedan Chima Keme Na. So this will be written on the blackboard so you can copy it down later. Not separating appearance and emptiness, this is view as mastered as it can be. Not seeing dreams and day as differing, this is as meditation as it can be. Not bliss and emptiness seen as differing, this is conduct as mastered as it can be. Not seeing the here and hereafter as differing, this is their nature as mastered as it can be. Not seeing mind and space as differing, this is as dharmakaya as it can be. When pleasure and pain are not two different things, this is instruction as mastered as it can be. Not seeing affliction and wisdom as differing, this is the
Dikabsa Tavala Ramang Tabdu Kande Yungri, Mombala Ramang Tabdu Kande Yungri, Chöpala Ramang Tabdu Kande Yungri, Ramang Tabdu Jetamba, Lungjurte Ramang Tabdu.
So this explains how it is when one has attained mastery or one has contained control over view, meditation, and conduct. And then we'll chant the last song, the prayer of solemn commitment. Page 46.
Jnoru Pujo.